Welcome. Let's talk about how happiness is changing in this new world. Alush teaches there are two kinds of happiness. Osher means happiness that we feel. If someone shares with you good news, then you feel happy. Simcha, on the other hand, is happiness that you do. If you do good, help the needy, visit the sick, you become happy. Simcha is the taste and flavor of joy in this new world. I think right now, almost everybody needs help. And we're talking about people who've never needed help before. I spoke to a friend today who I grew up with, went to high school with. She built this incredible company, but in the economic shutdown, her revenue is zero. Her overhead is massive. She had to fire a bunch of people. She's gasping for air. She's going to need help to keep afloat. This has never been the kind of person who's needed help. We are all morphing right now, meeting different demands. It's not about building your business. It's about helping each other. Many of you live like this already. You're already doing it. But the question, can you and I continue to ask, who needs help? How can we contribute? I spoke to another friend today. He asked how I was handling this bad economy. And I told him about this program I've created, meditations for employees working from home, just a casual conversation. My friend said, let me share that program with my team. Maybe we can purchase the program. It was totally unexpected, deeply appreciated. There's this infinity loop of giving and receiving. As you keep contributing to the loop, it keeps flowing back to you. When you get into that flow in the infinity loop, it's a beautiful thing. So I was so moved by my friend's offer to help. It's contagious. The infinity loop of giving and receiving. So somebody in this program, Jillian, she's a legendary yoga teacher in Oklahoma City. And because of the pandemic right now, all the studios have closed. So Jillian and I talked today about shifting her presence online. And I want to help her riff off what I do with meditation. And she's going to create something similar for expectant mothers. And I'm really excited to help her. I think it's going to be the perfect offering. Every mom out there needs to hear Jillian's voice when they're in labor. So pre-COVID, there was this huge emphasis always on building your business, building your clients, building your platform. In this new world, the emphasis is on building each other. There's a line in a sacred text. For man sees the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. The intention of how you live is more important now because we're no longer in this state of sustaining growth. We're in this state of healing from the fear and the suffering. If you're caught up in that feeling right now of contraction, holding on to what you got for fear that it will be taken away, remember, it's no longer the happiness that you feel. There's just not a ton of that out there right now. It's the happiness that you do. And you can do a lot of happiness today. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. To feel happy, that was so pre-COVID. Do happy. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, come back to that mantra, do happy. if your attention wandered off, do happy. Coming back to the moment. We're all trying to figure out how to heal and help and survive in this crazy new world. It used to be building your business, building your clients, building your followers. Now it's building each other, this infinity loop of giving and receiving. As you contribute to the loop, it flows back to you. When you get into the flow of that infinity loop, it's a beautiful feeling. How do you get into that flow? It's less about feeling happy. I'm not sure there's too many people who feel that right now. It's almost inappropriate. Do happy. Do happy. See you tomorrow. Peace.